Commodore.
Yes, the good one.
Peace out, Jamal.
Oh, keep calling. 813-239-9663.
I'm with Tina. I'm waiting for a really big donation that I see on Facebook they were going to send, but I haven't heard it yet, and it would really put us over the top.
It
so
really
we're really, really, really waiting really on that when we know it's coming through anyways.
Thank you guys for giving me a voice.
JoJo.
And then this is yours truly, the host, Joshua. Thank you so much for listening to the Urban Cafe at
WMNF 88.5 Tampa. Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. On Capitol Hill, bipartisan talks on border security are at an impasse. That's according to Senator Richard Shelby, who's involved in the negotiations. He says detention policies by Immigration and Customs Enforcement are the sticking point. If President Trump doesn't sign off on a deal by midnight Friday, there could be another government shutdown. Congresswoman Deb Haaland of New Mexico joined a group of House Democrats at the southern border yesterday.
I want to find a solution to this issue. I don't want the government to shut down anymore over something like a wall.
President Trump is due to visit El Paso tomorrow for a campaign rally, but he's not expected to visit the border. The Virginia state leaders embroiled in blackface and sex scandals are standing firm despite a nearly unanimous call by politicians in and out of the state to step down. The public's reaction, however, is more divided, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Richmond.
The three men in the center of this political crisis are Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, Attorney General Mark Herring, both criticized for appearing in blackface years ago, and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, who says sexual assault charges leveled against him are not true. Although there have been mounting calls for all three to step down, the patrons at Mama J's restaurant in Richmond had much more of a wait-and-see attitude about the lieutenant governor. And 55-year-old Chuck Small says Governor Northam should remain in office.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying blackface is okay. But I'm like, you got to have some forgiveness, right? You know what the Bible always say?
The governor says he plans on using the turmoil here as a tool to promote racial reconciliation. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Richmond.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota is expected to announce she's running for president this afternoon. The moderate Democrat holds an event in Minneapolis. An investigation into Southern Baptist churches in Texas and across the country has found widespread sexual abuse. Houston Public Media's Laura Eisensee reports the probe was conducted by the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News.
The two Hearst newspapers found that in the last 20 years, almost 370 people who worked or volunteered at Southern Baptist churches have faced credible allegations of sexual misconduct. They include ministers, youth pastors, and Sunday school teachers. The investigation found they left behind more than 700 victims and that Texas has more cases than any other state. Over 200 of them have been convicted or pleaded guilty to sex crimes. And the Houston Chronicle has published a database of those predatory pastors, something that sexual abuse survivors begged Southern Baptist church leaders to do back in 2007. But leaders refused, citing local church autonomy. For NPR News, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.
This is NPR. Spain's red and yellow flags filled the center of Madrid today as tens of thousands demonstrated to oppose any concessions to pro-independence parties in Catalonia. The center-right and far-right opposition parties organized the rally. U.S. skiing legend Lindsey Vonn wrapped up her record-breaking career today by winning the bronze medal in downhill at the World Championships in Sweden. Terry Schultz reports Vonn raced with a black eye and bruised rib and hopes of retiring on a clean run.
Lindsey Vonn tells Eurosport her last race was so fun.
I literally was the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. I wanted to come down and be in the lead
for one last time and hear the crowd roar and to not crash. You know, that was also a pretty big goal today.
Vaughn broke a record just by medaling, the first female skier to do so at 6 different world championships. She ties the world record with a 5th downhill medal. And only Swedish champion Ingemar Stenmark, who was there to hug her after her race, has more World Cup wins. Vaughn now plans to go into business, possibly into movies, and she's made no secret of the fact she wants to start a family. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
The music industry hands out Grammy Awards tonight in Los Angeles. Rappers Kendrick Lamar and Drake lead the nominations. Female rapper Cardi B is up for Album and Record of the Year. Singer and songwriter Alicia Keys, a 15-time Grammy Award winner, will host the show. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Newman's Own Foundation, working to nourish the common good by donating all profits from Newman's Own food products to charitable organizations that seek to make the world a better place. More information is available at newmansownfoundation.org.
Shadows cast by rainbows, there you will meet the sage. Feeding rabbits bits of lettuce or cleaning out the cage. He can give you more direction than you've ever known. Show you your bronze baby shoes now, my how you have grown. Ain't it nice to fly, you're waving as soft clouds go by, but won't you go exploring? You got to find some truth. You can't spend one more day of Christians shouting down at you. You say you don't dig politics, that never was your bag. People who could run for office wave their private flags.
Let's get the mics on. Good morning. Good morning, Sunday Forum family. This is Kaya Wright and the Fourth Estate. Yes, you heard a little bit more of Gil Scott Heron than you usually do, but you know, you're going to, you know, spice it up a little bit for you today. So today is our fun drive day, February 10th, 2019. We have the Fourth Estate with us, and this is going to be our thank you show, okay? This is going to be our thank you show. We always say thank you for our callers and that sort of thing. But, you know, I want to dedicate most of this show to thanking you, our listeners. And by doing that, right, it would be connected to the donations that we get in from you, right? So I'm going to say right from the very beginning, come down to the radio station to make your pledge in person so we can meet you, okay? Get you on the mic, say thank you. You know, we usually have a message that comes with our donations, and the number for that is 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001. It's not our regular number, okay? And sometimes, you know, you kind of slip into saying the old number, but our number today is 813-238-8001. I think the old one will even go there anyway, to the back. I think if people call the old number by mistake or whatever, right? Or no?
Yeah. No, I think we always say 8001.
We're going to say the one thing, but it's not like the end of the world.
I don't know if it does.
Okay. So, but anyway, 813-238-8001 and WMNF.org. What I would do, okay, as far as to get to our site, because you have to kind of drop down and find Sunday Forum, just put in your search bar for Google, okay, Sunday Forum and Tampa, all right? And it'll come up. You go straight to our page, tip jar right there, and make your donation. So our goal today is $3,000, and that's what we have to raise today, and I am looking forward to the show. All right, now the Fourth Estate, we got a full Fourth Estate house here today. First of all, welcome back, Yumiko.
Hello, yes. How are you doing?
Yumiko.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get us an applause for Yumiko.
We'll do the manual applause.
Yeah, we'll do a manual.
Thank you. Thank
you. We'll do a manual one. Yes.
Good to be back.
Yes. Yumiko is a regular part of the Fourth Estate, and she's been away, but it's good to see her. And then we have Alvaro. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good, good. And Lo, how you doing?
Fantastic. Good morning.
Good, good. And we have Mobili, who is visiting to do a shout out here. So Mobili, good to see you.
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
Mobili.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is again the thank you show. Facebook Live. Great to see you guys. Let me move that out the way so we can see. But then you can't hear me on the mic. Okay, so great to see you guys there on Facebook Live. Share the video, like the video, okay? To all your friends and family so that we can get this money in. We want to hear from you callers, okay, at 813-238-8001. You know, you think that time when Andrew Warren was on here, we were saying the WMNF Tampa 88.5 a lot. Okay, it's not going to be anything compared to today. But that's because we want to hear from you. So we want to see those lights lighting up so that we can reach our goal. But let's start off with some great announcements and some thank yous and some people who have already donated to us, okay? So number one, with regards to pledges that have already come in, we had David Bryant last week, okay? But also Anastasia Bryant was there. So I wanted to thank both of you, David, for your great comment and your great pledge of $50.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, and let's give him an applause there. And I want to give applause to. And actually, I have a clip that I'm going to be playing every time we have a donation, because you know you guys are superstars, right? And last time we had Floetry's Superstar as the song that we used, but this time we have Superstar by Chaos, and this is kind of an old school song, but I really love it. And I hear that whispering over there. So you know these mics are sensitive. So we are going to get into our current events. We're going to do you know basically our normal show. But because we are going to be focused on the pledge, then, you know, we're going to be, you know, going in and out. So I want to hear from you, our Sunday Forum family. But first of all, like I said, I want to thank David and Anastasia Bryant for their $50 pledge. And
yes, thank you, Anastasia.
Yes, yes. And you remember David said last week, you know, doesn't always agree with Kyle Wright, but he respects me and thinks I speak truth to power. So, and that's the most important thing. We're not always going to agree.
And you're not the only one, David.
Yes.
You know, we all have difference of opinions.
Yes,
yes, yes. That's what makes the world go around, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, and I also want to thank John Palkovich. I'm probably messing up your name. John Palkovich and Judy Beaumont. Who
yes,
donated?
Thank you both.
Yes, they donated $157.
Yes, all right, wonderful.
Yeah, so let's shout them out. Oh, all right,
awesome.
Go ahead.
So I want to give a shout out to Dr. Janelle Wells. She donated $20 to us. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And to Sonia Rouse, she donated $5.
Okay.
So thank you to Janelle and Sonia.
And back to Dr. Janelle Wells. Go Bulls.
Go Bulls. Okay.
All right. So for all of those people, and also we have a bunch of anonymous donors from our event last night, which we're going to talk about, that donated a total of $68. So
thank you.
So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you very much. And so for all of you, I'm going to play this clip, and every time we get some money in, and you know we have good taste in music here as well. So here we go. So thank you so much for those pledges so far. And okay, so a couple things about the event last night. You mentioned Dr. Janelle Wells. We had great panelists yesterday for our event, Racism in Sports, a great substantive discussion that was really awesome. And that's what you get here on the Sunday Forum, okay? You get focus on racism, culture and politics, but from a perspective that you probably don't hear, especially on the public airwaves. So really frank, great discussion that we had, and I want to thank all of our panelists. In addition to Janelle Wells, we also had Tiffany Green from ESPN. We had Javon Liu from HCC. And we had Vince Pearson from Minor League Baseball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was Diversity and Inclusion director there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. And we just had a really, really great discussion on yesterday at the American
Legion. Very lively and very knowledgeable people.
Yes. I mean, excellent, excellent panelists. And I also want to thank a lot of people from the station who came and helped out. So Claire came, Julie came and helped out.
Yeah.
Carrie also helped out. She wasn't there, but she got the certificates ready for us, you know, just unprompted. You know, was very, very helpful there. And then Alvon from Two Indigenous Radio. I think that's the name
yes.
of the show. Yes, Two Indigenous Radio. He came
two
out.
Worlds. Two Worlds.
Two Worlds Indigenous Radio. Got a couple of, some of it right. So
9 p.m. Sunday night.
9 p.m. Sunday nights. Yes, on tonight. So thank you all very much as well for coming. This is the Sunday Forum, WMNF 88.5 with Kaya Wright in the 4th Estate, and this is our thank you show. This is our fund drive show. Call us at 813-238-8001. We have some awesome, awesome gifts for you to pledge. I mean, first of all, you can look on our website, actually WMNF.org, and again, put in your search bar, Sunday Forum, so you can go right to our page and you see all the wonderful gifts that we have there, one of which includes an autographed Bucks football. I had two footballs, okay? So we gave one away on last night, and we have one signed by Jameis Winston, okay? If you go on eBay right now, that football, and Lowe's going to bring it to Facebook Live, that football is going from anywhere from $200 to about $700, okay? Okay, so for a pledge, and you got there's the authenticity, so you know we're not like, you know, we didn't just go into the store and, you know, sign the football, okay?
Not a forgery.
Yes, yes. So signed there by Jameis Winston for a pledge of $500, that could be yours, okay? $500. We need to raise $3,000. We're about $300 or so there, you know, into it. So another $2,700, we want to hear from you here at WMNF 88.5 on the Sunday Forum. The phone number is 813-238-8001. That football right there, even if you were to sell it right now, you would still recoup, you know, most of your money back. Okay, so a great, great gift we have. We also have, and I'm going to tell an RBG story here in a second. We have a number of great DVDs that we have for you at $100 pledges. But listen, it is about ensuring that this radio show remains here on the air. You know, every week the Sunday Forum brings it, okay? The Sunday Forum brings it. Intelligent conversation, well-researched shows. You know, we don't just pop up in here and talk about nonsense, okay? Well-researched shows and bring you empowering, empowering information for our community. We all know I love my community, all right? And you're not going to find that anywhere else. Other people I want to thank, our sponsor because, you know, we don't run commercial ads here, but from the event, Harubasi, okay, they gave us $100, okay? So,
and
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, and an applause for them as well. So Harold Bossy, Latricia McIntyre, thank you very much for your $100 pledge. So, you know, the money's rolling in. I want to thank my nephew, yeah, Terrell Ramlakhan. He was out there, you know, hauling stuff and doing his thing,
yeah,
you know.
Set up.
Yeah. He did a great job. So great job for you there, Terrell. And then Mama Jones was out here.
Yes.
Lo Jones's mom
That's
was
my
out
mama.
There. Yeah, she was, you know, exactly how you thought she would be. That's how she is. Just a great, sweet woman.
Oh, thank you.
Just a great, sweet woman. And I want to thank.
I get it honest.
Yeah, she, well, I don't know about that. You know, she got it.
No. I'm a little more surly. But she was guarding the money, though, so I get that from her. You know,
yeah. And I want to thank Lo and Alvaro as well for helping out. They did a great job. You know, Alvaro had the idea to go out and give the flyers out in the neighborhood, meeting the people. He had the equipment all set up, good to go. You know, levels were great the whole time. Lo, thank you for all of the work that you did.
Yeah,
you two did
a wonderful job contacting people.
Usually, you all know this, when there's a group project, okay, and this was the case throughout college, law school, whatever, right? If there's a group project, if there's a bunch of people in a group, it's usually one or two people who do most of the work. That's just the way it is. And I'm usually that one person. Every group, when I was in high school, college, law school, in the whatever, okay? So it was good to have heavy lifting done, you know, and we initiative. Now I don't have to say, go do this or that, you know? So appreciate Lo and Alvaro. So I appreciate that, Lo. I want you to know it was noticed, and I appreciate that. So we had a great time, but those are all the folks that I wanted to thank from yesterday. And now let's get into our current events. 813-238-8001.
Yes, we have not received a single phone call. Your call could be the first one.
Yes.
813-238-8001.
Yes, and again, we've had a lot of great pledges already, so let's get it going today. So the first thing I want to talk about is, and this is the kind of information that you get from the Sunday Forum, and we'll go through as we get further into the show the kinds of guests we've had on and a couple of clips and things of that nature. But what kind of Black History Month are we having? Okay? Mm-hmm. Black History Month has been completely out of control. Almost every day, there have been some kind of overtly racist craziness. Okay? So the first thing to talk about is Liam Neeson. Okay? So for those of you who do not know, Liam Neeson is an Irish actor. He's an Irish actor, and he is now under the gun, okay, for having said a bunch of completely ridiculous comments. Okay, so we're going to listen to the comments, and we're going to get into some analysis here. So this is the Liam Neeson story that I'm sure most of you heard about. But for those who have not, let's listen to this clip, and then we'll go from there. All right, looks like our player is acting up right now. All right, yeah, let's turn that up.
I asked her, did you know?
There we go.
I asked her, did you know the person? It was a man? No. His race? She said he was a black man. I thought, okay. And after that, there were some nights I went out deliberately into black areas in this city, looking to be set upon so that I could unleash physical violence. And I did it for, I'd say maybe 4 or 5 times, until I caught myself on. And it really shocked me, this primal urge I had. It shocked me and it hurt me. I did seek help. I went to a priest. I heard my confession. I was reared a Catholic. I had two very, very good friends that I talked to. And believe it or not, power walking.
Power walking.
Yeah, 2 hours every day.
You can
to get rid of this. And I'm not racist. This was nearly 40 years ago, but...
Okay, so let's analyze that first part here for a second. Okay, number one, racism does not have a statute of limitations, okay? That was 40 years ago. Okay, so what? All right, and if that's not racist, then I don't know what is. Alvaro, the man said that he was power walking.
Yeah.
Okay. He was looking to kill any random black man. And he, not once, not twice, not three times, not even four times, five times, the man goes out to kill a random black man. Just because the woman said he was black.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's everybody's fault.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Every black person's fault.
Yeah. Every black man's fault.
Yeah.
You know? And he said it was a primal urge, like, okay, it's uncontrollable. Okay, that's insulting and ridiculous. Okay, and power walking? You know, even like you said, Lo, you know, you said even Robin Roberts was like, power walking.
Yeah, she had to reiterate, power walking?
Like, what are you thinking? But listen, it gets worse. It gets worse. So let's listen to a couple of other comments he had.
That you asked about color, that you didn't ask if the person was tall or
yes,
short,
yes.
big or small. That you
I did, actually. I asked all those questions to you. I did. But I did ask about race, yeah.
Because what we heard and saw, it was only asking about color.
You did
ask about other aspects. Would you have had the same reaction if your friend had said it was a white man? Would you want to go out
definitely.
And kill?
If she just said an Irish or a Scot or a Brit mm-hmm. or a Lithuanian, I know I would have had the same effect.
Do you think?
Okay, so what? 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Call into the Sunday Forum, WMNF 88.5, and pledge to support this wonderful, wonderful show. Now, to just go back to Liam there. She asked about race, and he claims he talked about those other things, but if you look at the original interview, he didn't mention any of those things. So I don't believe him. It's not credible. I think he's lying, actually. Okay? I don't believe him because you could have named anything in your example. Right? But, I mean, because did she give you the height? If you asked for height, then she probably gave you an estimate. You know? So how come you didn't talk about that even in the original interview when you're talking about, quote, revenge? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. But even if he had a height and weight. You know, what does that mean?
What does it matter?
There's a million people like that. You know?
She could have said a tall black man, but again, you didn't say that. That because even if you did ask those, right. just to know the grave details of things, mm-hmm. it wasn't those factors were not important to you. Right. What was important and what was affected you to respond was race.
Mm-hmm. And then notice, and we were talking about this pre-show, but notice that when he was like, yeah, because he's like, if it was white, it would have been, yeah. Okay, well then it would have been, he said, a Lithuanian, a Scot, an Irish. Those are all nationalities. Those are not races. Okay? Those are nationalities. Those are not races. So, you know, it's completely ridiculous, okay, to make this kind of an assertion that, oh, well, it was just about, oh, if it would have been a Scot. You know, what if it was been a black Scot? So it would have been any, I mean, there are Irish people who are black, right. there are Scots people, I mean.
Exactly.
So again, just in a credibility assessment, it does not pass muster.
No. And to the point of saying, well, if it was an Irish man or what have you, or a Scot, what rape victim really focuses on that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my thing is I'm sure she was just focusing on, you know, if she's able to see
mm-hmm.
as far as the skin color.
Mm-hmm.
That person may not even speak for you right. to pick up any type of accent or, you know, determining factor of which nationality they may be.
Exactly. I mean, who's going to necessarily know if I heard a bunch of accents, I wouldn't generally know, like, what's a Lithuanian accent or what's a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might know a British accent, but even within Britain, you know, you have, gee, like you said, Scott, well, I mean, and, you know, if he was in the UK, they may know maybe their own. But as far as outside, he's talking about Lithuanian. If it was were you going to ask everybody to speak before you set upon them?
Exactly. And my thing is, if it was an Irishman, what are you going to do? Look in the mirror and punch yourself in the face?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to reconcile that? You're an Irishman.
Exactly. Exactly. WMNF 88.5 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Also, you can go on WMNF.org. You can put in your search bar WMNF Sunday Forum and Tampa. Get there quickly to our page. Go to the tip jar and make a donation. Your donation can be spread out over 12 months. You can join the Circle of Friends for as little as $5 a month. Okay? And, you know, you don't have to give it all at once. You can give us a nice, you know, $100 pledge. That's not even $8 a month.
Mm-mm.
A month.
Yeah.
How many of us go to Starbucks, you know, and and spend, you know, that every day.
Caramel macchiato, put a little cinnamon with, I'm sorry.
So today is the day where we request support from the audience to keep the show on the air and to help the station maintain the lights on and the equipment. It's wonderful equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, up to date and ready and available.
Yes, and you know, we went to do a radio promo on another show for the event, and I talked to a guy who was at another radio show. He wasn't doing that now, but he had been doing it for about 25 years, and he called me over. He heard me on the show and wanted to meet me, and he said, "You know what? You all don't really." He's like, "I don't know if you guys recognize how much like power this radio station has as far as, you know, its reach, as far as the wattage and stuff." Because
100 miles radio.
He was on a smaller radio station. And you know, you don't recognize it if you're not in radio or whatever, the wattage and what that means. But he was like...
Even commercial stations wish they had this much power.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so this is an awesome, awesome station we have here, and allows this kind of unapologetic blackness, unapologetic focus on doing what's right, on fighting racism, on politics and culture in a way. See, that's why it's important for us to continue to be independent, right? We don't run commercial ads. Sometimes you'll hear a small community ad or something, but you do not hear big corporate commercial ads on here. Okay, it's pretty much commercial free. Most of our money comes from donations from people like you. And, you know, so about 70% actually comes from donations. So about 30% we get from other stuff, but so that's why we need to hear from you. Right. 813-238-8001 or go online. If you don't want to talk to anybody, you just want to sit there in your pajamas, okay, because you missed church today or you went to 8 o'clock or you just don't do that, then, you know, you can go online, WMNF.org, look at Sunday Forum, just put it in your search bar and go in there and make a donation. We already have about $400. We just need $2,600 more. So yes,
we
want
30 calls more. We have 6 calls. We need 30 more.
Yes, yes. So let's hear from you. I want to see those lights lighting up here on the Sunday Forum, where we discuss race, culture, politics. You know, at the event, I was talking about the fact that there isn't really, and I had to say on the back of the program, how important it is that we support this, our local community. You know, people come in here, they do announcements, we let you talk about your community events, as long as it's a community event. You know, we let you come in here. That would be hundreds of dollars on a commercial radio station, okay, which we have more power than for some of them, for you to come do that. But we let you do it because this is your radio, this is a community radio station, okay? So if you appreciate that, now, we want to hear from you. I told Walt, he gets a lot of announcements, and I was like, you reach out to those people. They were able to come on here and talk about their events, and now we need your help.
Yes.
You know?
Definitely.
Now
people
we
in
need
West
your
Tampa.
Help. Yes. All over the place. 813-238-8001 or going online. But we need you in here to help us keep the lights on. So we have a lot of great gifts. Again, the football here, signed by Jameis Winston, authentic Tampa Bay Bucks football for $500, but we have a bunch of other little things. We have, you know, for a $100 pledge, you can get the RBG, the Notorious RBG video, and I love Notorious, right? I love Notorious RBG, and I was going to tell my little RBG story here in a second, but I want to finish up with Liam, okay, because he had one more comment that I want to get to, so let's listen to Liam really quickly.
We actually would have done it if innocent black man who had nothing to do.
Yeah, I know. That was my feeling, that I did want to lash out, yes, because my friend was. And I admit that, and it's a learning curve, and it's.
So, what is a teachable moment here? You said that you wanted to, because it doesn't matter what you say. Some people are going to be outraged, or others are going to say, "Well, at least he's admitting he's being honest."
All right, so a learning curve, right? It's a learning curve. But you notice, before she even finished talking, she was like, "Would you really have gone out and killed somebody?" Before he even finished his sentence, he was like, "Yes." Yes. So random black men have to be concerned about what? Random white people, like Liam Neeson admitted to, taking out their racist anger on them. okay? And I saw a tweet, somebody was like, you know, people are like, why do black men have chips on their shoulders? Well, I mean, look at what Liam Neeson admitted to him. And what if he had come? Now, he was saying that he was looking for somebody to start a fight with him, basically. Or, you know, look at him, you know, sideways or something to instigate. Mm-hmm. You know, but then he would have been, he would have killed him. He would have killed him. I mean, which is absolutely psychotic. Okay, so they had to cancel the red carpet premiere for the movie. He was promoting his movie. I'm not even going to say what it is. But he was promoting it. It's probably just another variation of Taken, because that's pretty much the only role he plays. So that's what we have there. This is our thank you show here on the Sunday Forum, 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001. Want to hear from you. And listen, there are a lot of people that we hear from regularly on the show. Okay, there are a lot of people who call in here, and we love to hear from you. You know, Superpower Pill, Terry, you know, hear from him all the time. We hear from Chris all the time. You know, great to hear from him. We also hear from, you know, Django, right?
Yes,
we hear,
from Rango.
That's
Rango,
right. Django. We have folks that we hear from all the time. Listen, we want to hear from you today. We want to hear from you today at 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001, or go to WMNF.org and put into your search bar again Sunday Forum, go to the tip jar and make a donation as we try to raise $2,600. We need about 30 more calls. We've had 6 calls, so we're looking to see, you know, how many people are engaged. So, or not, and not only just calls, but even going on to the tip line and making your donation. Going on to the tip line and making your donation. So our current events for today, in addition to Liam Neeson, so again, complete nonsense, and it's easy to understand why they think that his particular career, it's probably not going to be over, because white men tend to survive these kinds of things, mm-hmm. okay? But at least for a while, he's going to have to go into the wilderness.
And Kai, I did want to say, as far, I'm a believer in atonement. Mm-hmm. I get that. But I think with bringing this back up and how it came up and not able to really flush out and have a conversation, I think this is something that he should have maybe sat down with, like I heard, Oprah, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe made this admission or what have you. Because, you know, because I was like, before I really, you know, kind of, you know, delved into it, I was like, why did he bring this up? Revenge. You know, I'm like, is this what he taps into to get into character? You know, so it's leading me to have all these type of thoughts and things like that. But even if that is his method or his technique, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you going back into a place where you pretty much were very dark. You know, if that's the case, then I have concerns about your atonement.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call at 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001, and you know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say, and we have a donation here. Derek Boston, CPA, gave us a donation of, get this, $200.
Woo! Thank you.
$200. Let's hit that superstar. Let's hit that superstar here. How come I didn't see the light up here? I think the light might be broken.
It came in online.
Okay.
WMNF.org.
Okay, got it.
You can change the world. You're a superstar.
Thank you. Yes. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Derek Boston, CPA. You know, he knows that money, right? He knows that money. So we really appreciate it. Listen, we want to hear from more of our listeners. Come on down to the station and give us your pledge. Come in here and get on the mic, okay, and say hello, and, you know, we'll thank you right here. And,
right.
you know, everyone can give a message whenever they make a donation. So you can come in here and get your message in, all right? But you can also call 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001. Our total now is $600. We just need $2,400. That should be nothing for all these listeners that we have who are here and who support us. You know, you guys, like I said, I was at a whole nother location. Somebody stopped me and was like, hey, aren't you the one who does Sunday Forum? You know, so people are listening. People have done, I was in Panera one time. Hey, aren't you Kyra? I'm like, who? And then, and then she said,
she's
famous. Yeah, yeah. I was joking with her. But so all of you, Gretchen, that was another person we saw when we were over there, when we were over there doing that show. So all you people who listen in, please support us. For those of you who may not have ever given before, okay, make us your first. Right? Make us your first radio donation. And we have a lot of firsts in life, right? We got our first love, right? We got our first apartment that we had by ourselves. You know, we got the, you know, first time we told somebody off. That for me was a first. That's the kind of, that's a first.
I still haven't even counted that out. I don't even remember.
We got our first time away from home. You know, we got so many different firsts that we have here in life. So for those of you who may be new, who haven't donated to a radio station before, donate here to the Sunday Forum, okay? Again, you can go online, put in the search bar, Sunday Forum, okay? And put it in a tip jar if you don't want to talk to anybody, or you can call us up at 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001. And make us your first donation. Listen, we have had a number of awesome, awesome shows on here. We've had a literary forum. Actually, let me just take it from the last fund drive we've had. So we had a show, and we're going to go to a break here in a second. We've had shows talking about criminal justice reform, right? We had the state attorney, Andrew Warren, on here. And actually, that idea came from a listener. All right? We listen to what it is that you have to say. We don't always agree, right? But sometimes when you have great ideas, we bring that in and we make sure that we pay attention to what it is that you have to say, okay? And you always know. And sometimes, you know, another comment I got from the radio guy who I was talking to, he's like, you know, sometimes, yo, you let your guests, you let your callers, they talk too much. You know, so somebody thinks I let y'all talk too much. Okay? I always try to get you guys in. You always know. I'll even forego my own questions sometimes to guests to make sure you can talk to our guests. This is the last local radio. Okay? Not the last local radio station, but this is the last local radio. Mm-hmm. And you are able to do things with this radio station on this show that you cannot do at any other radio station in Tampa. You get to call in to talk to us. We read your emails. Lo, do I not say in our pre-meetings, I have a note about checking our emails to make sure we getting those comments and making sure we can hear from you. Facebook Live, you know, I go over there and do a commercial, and I come back, and I try to get your comments in. So we love you. Mm-hmm. And looks like we've got a couple of more pledges in. So, Yumiko, what do we got? Let's get Superstar
Live. We got a pledge for $35.
All right.
Appreciate all of the
money. You can change the world. You're a superstar.
And Kaya, also, just to make sure we put out there, there are other prizes. There's other premiums out there. We have Last Local Radio Koozie. We have CDs back there. We have a ball cap. We have a t-shirt for 88.50. So 88.5, you got that?
Right.
Yeah. So we have other things out there. So whatever amount your donations are going to be, definitely ask for a premium gift. See what you qualify for. Let's get it.
Yeah, I mean, socks. So you got basic listener sponsor for that $35. And even though David, I believe his name was, did not have a gift noted, but he could have gotten a bunch of things.
And he still can.
He
actually
still can.
David, if you want something, give us a call back. You know, and we'll reach out to you. As far as I should say, we'll accept that call and we'll send you your gift. Even if you've made a previous donation, that's fine. And we also have the membership drive events as far as the Caribbean Cruise Music Fest that's coming up on March 23rd at 4 p.m. And when we have these different events and so forth and we have giveaways, the tickets comes in pairs. So, you know, you don't have to go solo. I'm saying you may want to meet your boo there, you know. But, you know, it comes in a pair. So that's a $60 pledge. We have J.D. McPherson and Lindsay Beaver, $120 pledge. Dave Avin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, that's on April 11th at Skipper House. The J.D. McPherson is on February 22nd. So Skipper House. And we have Skipper Smokehouse, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah, I call it the Smoker Skip House, but that's okay.
Yeah, so lots of great gifts for you that you can get with your pledge. So in addition to the football, and listen, for those of you who got it, some of you have a lot of money out there. You can pledge for people who don't have it. Okay? You can pledge for people who don't have, who want to listen to the radio station, who want the show to continue, but they just, you know, what did Cedric the Entertainer sing in the Kings of Comedy? He was like, I ain't got it. He's like, I ain't got it. Right when the bill collector was like, I can put something on it.
Right. Put something on it. Put something on it for somebody else.
Yeah, put something on it for somebody else. You know, pledge for somebody else. But before we continue, 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001. Also, remember, WMNF.org. Go into the search bar, put in there Sunday Forum, Tampa, go to our page, boom. You don't have to scroll down on if you just go to WMNF.org, but you can go there and you can put a tip into our jar. We so far have raised about $600 and we need $2,400.
Great, awesome.
Yeah, we're doing good. We want to get some more calls, get some more donations. We want to hear from you, our community.
Right, we don't want you affected. What is that called, the bystander effect? Mm-hmm. No, I need y'all to act.
That's right. I know some of you are by the phone like, I don't know. Yeah. Listen, you are not going to regret your decision. You are not going to regret your decision. Now, you know, there isn't any perfect place anywhere, okay? But it is unusual. You guys think about the things that I talk about and the things that I say, okay? Which I can always back up. And for those of you who call wanting a challenge, I'll get you the sources, etc. But it is important to be able to speak truth to power. Like David Bryan talked about, speak truth to power. So please give so that we can continue to do that. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. And you get a bonus on the Sunday Forum. You know what you get on the Sunday Forum? Because Kaya Wright loves music. You also get to hear when we're going into our breaks like we're about to do right now. You also get to hear great underground neo-soul. And we're going to play some favorites from you guys from over the weeks that you've either requested as far as what the names are, etc. So, you know, you really like those. So one of these is It's So Easy. I've heard a compliment on Facebook Live about it. So we're going to replay those for you. So this one is called It's So Easy by Eric Robeson. Eric Robeson. So check it out. Let's get that WFP up here.
One time. Not just when she's in my bed, she holds me down, wears the crown, and I just wanna say, it's so easy loving you. It's so easy loving you. Before this girl came along, giving up on my dreams, she placed a hand right where she said that love should be. Potential realized, I put my heart in her streams. I follow her anywhere, though she allows me to leave. While I kick this freestyle with my son on my chest, no major studio eating up my checks. Ain't complex when it come to loving you. I wake up every single morning with the world's best view.
Up your eyes and your thighs, your lips and chest too. She fresh to death, yes, extra special. Next step's the best step, yes, so let's move.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
So easy loving you.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you guys for continuing to be here on the Sunday Forum. And we are looking forward to hearing from you at 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. And we had a donation come in from a member of the Fourth Estate, Yumiko Thomas.
All right, Yumiko.
Yumiko for $30. Thank you very much, Yumiko.
You're welcome.
And let's get her superstar going. That's another superstar we have. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we appreciate everything we get here.
You can change the world. You're a superstar.
All right, all right. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. We want to hear from you. So, some other current events that have happened. Let's talk a bit about this free fall that Virginia is in, okay? Free fall that Virginia is in. So, we talked about Northam last week and his foolishness, okay? First, his admission, his apology, and then his denial. Okay, which makes zero sense. As I said last week, usually you have the denial and then the apology. Mm-hmm. Okay, but this genius did it backwards. And then he refused to resign, and I was like, oh, he's not going to make it. And then we find out that his lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, is alleged to have sexually assaulted someone. Two people, actually. So there you have that. And we'll get into that a little bit later. And then the third in charge is the attorney general. His name is Mark Herring. Okay? Come to find out, somebody was going to out him about being in blackface. So he came out when he was at the University of Virginia. So he came out and said, yeah, you know, he dressed up as, get this, Curtis Blow. Old school rapper. Okay? Curtis Blow. So he was in blackface as Curtis Blow. So that's the 1, 2, and 3 line of succession for the Virginia leadership. I mean, I was seeing online, people were like, they're going to have to find a janitor or Pusha T is going to be the next governor of Florida, because all of their Democrats, you know, it's just ridiculous. And then, and actually the fourth in line is the speaker for the state house, and that's a conservative Republican. Now, all these other three, again, are Democrats. So, you know, they're not. So now it's like, you know, it's like compacted now. So I don't think anyone's really going to go anywhere, you know. And another thing that's interesting, you know, this is the 400th year. And some people dispute the time that slaves were first brought to the American soil. Again, 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001, or go to WMNF.org, put in your search bar, Sunday Forum, Tampa, go there to the tip jar and make your donation.
Yes, all lines are open right now.
Yes, all lines are open. So again, you go online or call us up, okay? We want to hear from you. But 1619 is the date that's generally given as the date that slaves were first brought to this country, our ancestors who were enslaved. And so they're brought to Jamestown, Virginia. So there are going to be a lot of events commemorating or acknowledging, you know, this beginning of such a, you know, this country's original sin, as they call it, right? So how is the Virginia leadership going to be presiding over that? Like, how is that going to work? You got the Mr. Blackface and or Klansman suit. I don't care what he says. Okay? I don't care what he says. It was one of the two. Yeah. Okay? And then you got, you know, the sexual assault allegations, which sound credible. It's very interesting to see how Democrats are positioning themselves. You see this with each side. And you know, here on the Sunday Forum with Kai Wright and the Fourth Estate, it's not about, you know, being political. Okay? I come for hypocrisy wherever it is, left, right. I come for racism wherever it is, left, right, center. It doesn't matter, okay? It's about what is true. What is true. And the truth is that both parties or sides, whatever, go to their corners when one of their own is accused of something. And you see the differences in how people are reacting. But anyway, so that's number two. And then, of course, we have Mark Herring in his blackface. So it's like, how are they going to commemorate these things? You know, how are they going to have these discussions when you have no credibility? You're going to be standing up there, and people, all anyone's going to see when they see Northam, when they see Herring, is blackface and or Klan. That's what they're going to see. And also in Virginia, actually, the House Majority Leader, he was at VMI and Virginia Military Institute, and there are all kinds of racist Ku Klux Klan. What is it with this obsession with blackface and the Ku Klux Klan, you know, just out there in the open, right? And don't give me this, you know, they'd like to get excuse, oh, that was the time. No. Everybody knew it was bad in the 80s, in the 70s, in the wherever. Like, this ain't in the 1850, okay? And so again, Virginia in a complete free fall. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. This is our fund drive. This is our winter fund drive for the Sunday Forum. We are looking to raise another, I guess we are at about 200, need about 230. No, actually, we just got 30 more, right? So we just got yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So about $2,300. Okay. We need about $2,300 more. So again, come on down to the station. Let me hear from you. And help us keep this radio show where we discuss the things that the so-called people have uncomfortable conversations. We have those uncomfortable conversations. And a lot of people have told me, they've either called or emailed or whatever, about how they've learned things that they otherwise didn't know, you know, from listening to this radio station. Look, we just had on last week Alan Malinga. And I'm deviating just a little bit here, but just that just brings to mind, we had Alan Malinga on here talking about South Africa. So we don't just, we give you information from throughout the diaspora here on the Sunday Forum, WMNF 88.5, WMNF Tampa, Kaya Wright, and the Fourth Estate, as we execute here our fund drive, our winter fund drive. We want to hear from you, our listeners. Like I said, come on down here. Some of you guys like to try to pop on down here. This is the day for you to pop on down here. Okay? This is the day for you to pop on down to the station. 813-238-8001.
And also, Kaya, they can pop on down here and they can feed themselves.
Oh, yes, yes. We got some food. We got some grub down here.
Yeah.
Okay? But we got these great gifts for you. There are all kinds of membership premiums. You have a great baseball-style shirt. You know, I like to wear kind of longer sleeve shirts. I either wear cropped or longer sleeve, so it's really nice. Yellow. We've got all kinds of koozies, socks. We've got all kinds of things for you.
Nice.
We have a great football here for you. Mm-hmm. Caribbean Cruise Music Fest. I'm going to be at that.
I know. $60 pledge. That's March 23rd, 4 p.m. You got a pair of tickets going on.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm a foodie, so I'm
okay.
Like, let's back to this food. But we definitely want to thank our volunteers that actually do send us food and keep us nourished during this time. Tom and Lucy Dent have delivered her pierogies, and they're so good, if you all remember.
Yes.
So thank you, Lucy, for cooking for volunteers at WMNF, and thanks to Tom, who delivers it every day of the drive. And you know what? I'm going to just pop in for a few and just get me some pierogies during the week. But definitely, and we also want to thank Rolling Oaks, located at 1021 North MacDill Avenue in Tampa, which they've made lunch for us today. So thanks to Tina and the crew for the fresh fruit and veggie hummus trays. We appreciate your continued support. Thank you all.
Okay,
so
well,
please call 813-238-8001.
And we have another donation that has come in. Yes, we got another superstar. Yeah. So we got Ron Griffin with a donation of $50.
Thank you, Ron.
A donation of $50.
We appreciate the chains, but we love the kind that folds.
Yes. So let's hear a little applause first for our great donation here, Ron. Listen, those of you who are like, well, you know, I don't have a lot of money. Listen, every little bit counts. Every little bit counts. We appreciate every little bit that we get from you. And we want to hear from more superstars. We want to hear from more superstars like Mr. Ron Griffin. So let's hear this.
You can change the world. You're a superstar.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That was like a 90s. I think it was early 2000s. So he got the gift that he selected was some swag. So he got him a koozie. Okay, so he got him a koozie. So thank you very much again for your $50 pledge. So we are getting closer and closer to our goal, but we are still far away. We are still about 2250 away. So 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001, or WMNF.org. Put into your search bar,